This is Passport to Texas. Texas wildlife has a stake in the climate change lottery.
Climate change is going to affect species that are found and breed in our backyards here in Texas.
Former Parks and Wildlife biologist Cullen Hanks says models that predict impacts of climate change on wildlife vary, so we need baseline information on each species.
To be able to document change, we need to know where things are before they change. And this highlights the need of documenting the distribution of species that we have today in Texas.
And there aren't enough biologists to do all of that. And so what we do is we reach out to citizens.
That's exactly right. Texas is a big state with a lot of species. And the community of naturalists and citizens interested in wildlife in Texas can play a huge part in documenting wildlife in Texas.
Monitor backyard species and then share your observations online.
eBird, a citizen science platform created by the Cornell Laboratory of Ornithology, is a great way to maintain your checklists of birds. In addition, iNaturalist is a really useful platform for documenting your wildlife sightings of any species, not just birds.
Parks and Wildlife has various projects on iNaturalist. Just go to the Texas Nature Trackers page on the website for details. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.